Okay, so this is Lucy Volpe here with Brittany Martinez. She is the president of Students Protecting the Environment and Animals Through Knowledge, also known as SPEAK. So Brittany, thank you for meeting with me today.
Absolutely.
So for this semester, what are the group's goals? Like, what are you hoping to achieve?
Well, we are hoping to hold a couple of fundraisers, basically selling like vegan goods and so forth, partnering maybe with Kalijah and the Loving Hut, which are local restaurants that do cater to vegan diets. We are actually in the process right now of putting together our fall event, which will be a haunted house, which will be basically themed after a slaughterhouse and factory farm.
Oh, wow.
So it's something to help promote our message about a more sustainable and healthy lifestyle that is veganism, but also by giving some entertainment, but also with a message.
Right.
Especially because it's only a couple days before Halloween, so it's perfectly acceptable, we believe, to
pull
it off this way without being seen as too controversial.
Right.
And then we always do our meet out in the spring, in March, which is a huge event where we promote, and it's a national recognized day. It's where you promote a day without meat, just promoting try it for one day and then let people see that it's not that hard to do it. It's very easily doable, and really just helping to get the idea out to people. Hey, there are different recipes out there that you can try, different vendors and grocers that you can use. And we do advocate a lot, so we'll go out to some protests, like the Ringling Brothers Circus that comes to town every January.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be out there for that. We offer, through Florida Voices for Animal, options for students who aren't going back home. We offer them an option for a quote-unquote what's called Thanks Vegan, where it gives them an opportunity to have a vegan diet and still enjoy it with like-minded people. On a day that most people eat turkey.
Yeah.
So we try to do stuff like that.
Gotcha. So you mentioned the haunted house as one of the ways you bring awareness. Say it's off season.
Right.
What are some other ways you guys bring awareness to your mission around campus?
Well, what we did last year, we actually did a fur-free fashion show. Which I know some other major universities have done as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to find huge events like that once a semester to promote. But other than that, we go around. In fact, coming this October as well, we're going to be promoting a USF professor's new book release, Dr. Stephen Tauber. His book is called Navigating the Jungle, Law, Politics, and the Animal Rights Advocacy movement. So we do things like that. We try to partner up with a lot of local organizations and like-minded people so that they can show that through unity and we're able to accomplish this. And
right.
It's really through partnership by helping each other out, because Florida Voices for Animals, they help us with our organizations and we help them.
Florida Voices for Animals, who are they? Just so for the people who don't know.
Yes,
just really
thank
quickly.
You. Florida Voices for Animals, they are another local nonprofit group.
Okay.
They put on events and help do volunteer work. They put out all different types of events where they'll go to protest or they'll go volunteer to do like coastal cleanups,
right.
Help out at different shelters and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll put it out there to the community to say, hey, we'll be doing this. If you want to partner up and meet all of us, we can go as a group. So people don't feel like, well, we're alone. And then they put on every November what's called a Veg Fest in downtown Tampa.
Right, yeah.
So they're the ones that host that.
Yeah. So is the group planning on attending Veg Fest? Are you guys going to have a table out there?
We don't have a table because those are for actual vendors usually. But we do. We volunteer with them every year.
Awesome.
Every year that they've done that, they reach out to us and say, in fact, I just received the list today about which areas they're going to need help in. And then I pass it along to our members and say, you know, they're going to need help with setup, with teardown. They're going to need help with the kids area, with wearing a pig or a cow costume going around, help with the sound and stage.
Cool.
different stuff like that. So we really tried to give them a helping hand because awesome. They are nonprofits.
Yeah, yeah. So it sounds like you guys are one of the few groups on USF campus that really extend your reach off of campus.
Absolutely.
It sounds like you guys are very involved with the community. Is that something that's really important to the group?
It really is, you know, because especially in Tampa, it is such a diverse area, and there are so many different opportunities for students, once they get out there into the job market. There are a lot of people that nowadays are staying local, especially in the Tampa Bay area, because there are a lot of job openings happening. So we're trying to put it out there for not just as a student, but once you graduate and you go out into the real world, what are your options going to be? We don't want them to stop once you finish up at USF. We want you to be able to continue that work outside.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what are some ways students can get involved with the group? Or if they can't join the group, what are other options for students that want to help make an impact with the environment and...
That's a good
question. Promote, yeah. No animal cruelty.
Right. And, there are just endless opportunities. There really are. Some of the ways are to do some research or even just reach out to us. If you don't want to join the group, reach out to us and say, hey, do you have any tips on how to, start a more sustainable diet, on going meat-free? Do you have some tips for a starter kit? Because we do offer those. We
oh,
have
nice.
Starter kits that help. If you're like growing cold turkey and you've never done it before, you're not aware of what the diet's like, it gives you options. It's a brochure, like a pamphlet, and it'll show you, here are different foods that'll give you this type of protein, this type of vitamin, so that you can still stay healthy and balanced. Outside of that, you can do research on like the meetup calendar, the website meetup,
mm-hmm.
And look for local local protests and meetups, different demos.
Yeah.
You can also just be more aware as a consumer, when you're out shopping, check what the ingredients really are. Check what it is that you're putting into your body. Where are you getting it from? How are the animals raised? Do you want to just leave the animals out altogether?
Yeah.
Just do your homework. Do some research. Because some of the rules that the FDA and so forth apply,
right.
That's very surface information that most people aren't aware of the underlying truths.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. All right, Brittany, well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And
absolutely.
It sounds like your group's going to be doing really amazing things.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right.